שמחה.
רבי מאיר, שמחה, קווין, start your day, share away.
Good morning. Chazal tell us kala kaifa b'tevasa shal chaver l'seif kaifa b'tevasa shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we're here to learn emunah, as we mentioned last time we were here, then the tachlis of limud emunah, tachlis learning yud gimel ikum, is to not be a kaifa. So if we don't start off with being makir toiv, then we won't get to the tachlis of the of our learning today. So we'd like to be makir toiv to Lailam here for coming, and to the Masadrim for enabling me to speak this morning. I was speaking to Menachem David the other day, work out what the title of the shir should be. Kivri Tzadikim, who should mention. Really the title of the shir should be Ikka HaChamishi. The fifth of the Yud Gimel Ikrim is, as we'll see, Ani Mamin Bemuna Shalema. But Lamaisa, we fix on the title Kibre Tzadikim, who are we davening to? And it's interesting that it just happened to work out. Don't the Dalai Lama have heard already what happened to the Kibre Tzadikim that we have here in town. No, hopefully the Ta'elis of the Shir will be that when we next time we go, we'll be able to use that Mokum Kodesh properly. So as we said, the Ikka HaChamishi, Ani Mamin Be'emuna Shelema, Sha'avoy Yisbarach Shemoy, Loi Levad Aroi Lispalel, Ve'in Roi Lispalel Azulosei. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, as I always say, that the Rambam in Halachos doesn't spell out the Yud Gimel Ikrim, except in Hilchos Tshuva, he makes a list of all the apikursim, the minim, and people who don't believe in the Yud Gimel Ikrim, of course, kafirim, apikursim, and in Hilchos Tshuva, Gimel, Halacha Zayin. V'chein ha'oimes, elu ha'chamisha ha'im ha'nikrim minim, one of them is, v'chein ha'oimed eloi kazulosai, somebody who serves God, Zulosai, other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kedei liyos meilitz beinoi uvein ribayin ha'ilamim. Even if it's only to be as a meilitz, as a go-between, an intermediary between him and the creator of the world, kol echom echamisha elu min. Any of these people I mentioned are min. We've got to know that we can go directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, if that's the case, we've got to go directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we say, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. You are the Melech HaOlam, we've got to say Baruch Ata, we've got to speak directly to him. If that's the case, how can we go and daven to Malachim? How can we say daven to Malachim? So the most famous one is, of course, Machnisei Rachamim, Machnisei Rachameinu. We're davening to these Malachim who take our tefillas up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How can we do that? Malachi Rachmi Meshase Elyon Chaluna Pnei Keil B'Meitav Higoyon. We're asking these Malachim to daven the best of their abilities. What are we asking them for? We'll do it ourselves. Midas HaRachamim Oleinu Hiskalgali. We ask them, Midas HaRachamim Yun Lifnei Kainech. What's going on? There are lots more. There's in the Chaveris Yeshurun, he makes one of the Shtiklach Torah makes a list of 22 piyutim. Some of them we say, some of them different minhagim say, that where we seem to be turning to Malachim. And those of us who are not Tamidei Hagra, Tamidei Chasam Sofer, say on Friday night, Baruchuni L'Shalom. Said Shalom Aleichem to Malachim, that's okay, but how can you ask them for a brocha? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gives out brochas. And Taku of Chaim Volozhin in Keser Rosh says he didn't say that. He left it out. He didn't say Baruch Hu L'Shalom. We don't go to Malachim to ask for brachos. We go direct. But Lemaisa, we can ask from a Gemara in brachos, which is Gepaskind in the Tor, in Simon Gimel. So Halacha Lemaisa, Mishnah Berurah says we don't say this nowadays. But says the Torah, "V'chnisasa lebeis hakiseh," beginning of Siman Gimel. "V'chnisasa lebeis hakiseh yoyma." He should say before he goes in, he should say something. What should he say? "Hiskabdu mechubadim, kedoshim mesharasei elyon." I've got covered for you, your malachim, mesharasei elyon, shamruni, shamruni, azruni, azruni, hamtinu li atchei konis ve'etzei. You turn round to two sides, as the Mefarshim say, the malachim accompany a person throughout the day. And they don't want to go into Beis HaKisseh, and therefore, you have to say, "Excuse me, I'm a human, I've got to do what I need to do, can you hang around and wait for me outside?" But you say to them, "Shamruni, shamruni, azruni, azruni." Now you could understand that shamruni means, "Wait for me." But Aviv Shoma as Hadova, Yaakov Avinu waited to see what would happen. Shamruni could mean wait. What does Azruni mean? Azruni means help me. So it could mean guarding, Shamruni could mean guarding, could mean waiting, but Azruni means help me. So there are some Mishainim in the Gemara Brachos, but not Goyus Azruni. Leave it out. It's just Shamruni. And that means, obviously means wait, because they don't want the Azorah of the Malachim, we don't need their help. Kodesh Baruch Hu can do, we can go direct to them. But the Maisa, the Torah, has got the Geisa Azruni, so we have to understand why is it mutter to go and ask Malachim for help. And similarly, we can ask, how can we go to Mesim, how can we go to the Kavoyim and ask them for help? So you're going to ask me, no, we all know, when last time we went to Kavoyim, we got a big drosha. Mishavura says we don't daven to Malachim, we've got to daven to the Bein Shalom. But listen to Gemara and Seita. This is one of the main makoris for going to Kivri Tzadikim. And the Gemara and Seita on the Flam Dalad on the base. The Meragnim went up Banegev Vayova and he came to Chevron. Why is only he came? Should be they came to Chevron. Says the Gemara, "Amarova melamit shepirish kolev me'atzas Meragnim v'holach v'nishtateach al kivrei ovois." He went and spread himself out on the kivrei ovois in Chevron. "Amar lohen," and he said to them. He didn't say, "Ribbono Shloim, in the zchus of the others, please save me from Ratzmeragnim." That's not what the Gemara says. My Gemara says, "Amalen avoisai bakshu alai rachamim she not sell ma'atzas meragnim." Please, daven to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. You go and daven to Hakadosh Baruch Hu that I should be saved from the meragnim. The Lemaisa Tosis over here says, "How can you do it? They don't know anything. What's going on?" Okay, Derech HaMeisim, the Rishonim ask. But we do find it in other Gemaras as well. The Maase, the Minig, is to go to Kavoyim. Gemara in Tanis says Yotzin al Kavoyim, and when have a Tanis Geshomim, if there's no rain, so you go out to the Kavoyim and you daven there or you do something there. It seems that we do go to Kavoyim. So what's Pshat? So the Bach brings a tshuva from Rabbeinu Chaim Paltiel. Rabbeinu Chaim Paltiel was a Talmud Chover of the Maharam Rotenberg, I think. I haven't checked this up properly, but as far as I remember, he was a relative of the Rosh. Could be an uncle of the Rosh or something. The tshuva is printed in Tshuva's Maharam Rotenberg, but it's, say, signed off by Rabbeinu Chaim Paltiel. Heve yodua ki ma'oid ani nifla al bnei odom hanoidrim leilech al beis hakvois. I'm always, Nispala says, I can understand them. Why do they make a neder to go to the beis hakvois? Ki ketzas ho yodoyma le derech al ha-meisim. It seems it looks a bit like derech al ha-meisim. De le motzina unrak gabi kolev shnesh ha-teach al kivri ovis. Hainu shem ispalalim la-shem. The davening to the Hakadosh Baruch Hu, umokoyim kadosh goyim shetei tvilosai nishmas. The fact that you go to a Beis HaKvois, which is a mokum kadosh, why it's a mokum kadosh, I'm not sure. The tzaddikim there, fine. We know that we paskin tzaddikim are matama avi avos hatumah just like any other mace. So why is it mismachum tumah? Somebody wants to tell us the difference between tumah and kedusha. There's tumah and tara, and there's tumah and kedusha. I don't know. I haven't found a good answer to the question. It seems it's a mokum kodesh. A Pesach Kodesh is a mokum kodesh. Sepas is a nemaisa. You have to do it before we make a Pesach Kodesh. You have to be makdish it to a Pesach Kodesh. It's got some kedusha. It's a mokum kodesh. It's better than maybe one's front room in the street. So therefore we go to a place which is mokum kodesh. And how do we know that a mokum kodesh helps our tefillahs? We know that from Avraham Avinu. El ha-mokum asher omad shom. He went back to the place where he davened the day before. So therefore we know that a mokum kodesh is a good place to daven. He carries on. So that's all okay for people who know this. Don't know why they bother. They're doing the wrong thing. And Vani Rogel, I tell everybody, be matter the neder and give tzedakah instead, whatever you would spend on going on the journey, give it to tzedakah, it's much better. And the tzedakah will save you from all problems. And Chaim Paltiel. As I said, one of the Rishonim, we shouldn't go to Kohen unless you understand that you're going to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you're using the Pesach Kodesh as a Mokum Kodesh, a nice place to daven. If you've got a different Mokum Kodesh, maybe it's better to go there. Let's all go to the Kaisel instead. He didn't have it. The Maaseh Tosis also says it. Tosis did not say that Nusach. Similar to this, that it's a mokum kodesh. You have a similar thing. What we know from the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, the Maharil, who says, "Ach al yosim magamosin neged hamesim." Don't turn to the mason. You go out to the Beis HaKadosh. Don't daven to the mason. You should be davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Abba Avinel says similarly. V'im kadesh nisbale lokein yisboach yizka lanu zechusam v'tzikosam ashiya medes lad. We should go there because there zechus is medes lad, and therefore we'll daven to our Kadosh Baruch Hu that in there zechus we should be saved. So then now we've got two options. We're going to daven to our Kadosh Baruch Hu either because it's a mokum kadosh, or we're going now with the zechus of the niftorim. Their zechus should help us.
Depend on what you're
doubling
for. Does it just
say Yeah.
So
Ashkenaz
to go to
Beis Kvaros,
etc. That's if you're Mamash, you're in a pickle.
Yeah,
for general purpose.
Generally, we don't go to Beis Kvaros. It seems it's not a good idea to go every day to Beis Kvaros. But I say, Lamaisa, we've got to work out how to do it. What are we going to do when we get there to the Beis HaKadosh? We go there. So again, the Chaim Paltiel says, don't bother going. If you do go, you're going because it is a Mokum Kodesh and it's the best place to daven. The Abba Avinel says that we're going, if we're davening there to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's because of the course of the Tzaddikim should help our tefillahs and should help us get the Yeshua that we need in the course of the Tzaddikim who are here. What else was there? The Lamaisa, the Abba Avinel is coming off of Gemara in Taanis. The Gemara in Taanis says that when we go out to, when we have these Taanisim, we've got to go out to the Seder Taanis. Kate said, so you go out to the Beis HaKavoros, and the Gemara asks, why are you going to the Beis HaKavoros? So the Gemara answers, can't see it here. The Gemara answers two answers. Either that it is Lehachnia nafsheinu lefonov yisbarach. It's two mandam in the Gemara, and the way the Babanel learns it is either to be machnia ourselves, harei onu kemesim. We are like that. We remind ourselves. We go to the basic verse to remind ourselves that we're humans. We have no koach of our own, and therefore Hakadosh Baruch Hu should answer our tefillas. We're relying on Him only. Or as we said to get to Yisrael, there's a zchus of the tzaddikim who are here. So we're reminding ourselves of the mesim either because we're like mesim, or because the mesim, the zchus of the mesim, the mesim of the mesim that which remind us that when we go there, we remember the mesim that they did, and we hopefully take on, do a little bit following their footsteps. That zchus should help us to get the Yeshua that we need. The Maharal and other Rishonim as well, Maharal Miprag and Rishonim, that are Rishonim as well, say like him, have a totally different mahalach as to why we're going to the Beis HaKvaros. And they say this fits a lot more with the Nusach HaGemara in Seder. He says, "Anu holchin the Beis HaKvaros umischabrim shekam hamesim yischabru lachaim v'yivakshu rachamim al Yisrael." The mesim are there. There's some type of nefesh. Person's neshama is made of nefesh, ruach, neshama, chai yechida. It's made of different levels. And when a person's nifta, it seems that the ruach is oila lamorim, the neshama is oila, but the nefesh is still some attachment to this world. And it's either on the matseva, that's why there's a gross inyan of a matseva, or it's somewhere around the mace, and they can do things. We know, so same David voice bekeva, the Gemara says. Sadiqim, you say over a Torah from somebody, his lips are moving in the keva. There's something there. There's a Gemara, there's a strange Gemara where the Gemara says that one of the Amora's workers were digging in the back, in the garden there, and they said, and it came running in, they said, Nocha bon Gavra, person's been shouted at us. Is everybody there? Who shouted at you? So he goes there and he says, what's going on? So he says, yeah, I think it was, my name is Rib Ami. The mace there started talking. So he said, well, if you can talk, why don't you get up and go to Beis HaMedrash? He said, what do you mean? We only get up when Ribbono Shel Olam opens the keva. So the mace have some shaykhs with Olam Hazeh. We don't know. Tzadikim, but we saw some Kurim Chaim. But this is the Maharal. Tosis seems to say the same thing over here. Mesim don't know anything, so why are you going to the Kivri Ovis? They don't know anything. How are they going to help you? Don't know. The Malachim tell the Ovis Ha'olam in Shamayim that this person's come to your cave and davened. The way the Mekubalim seem to say is that the Nefesh is on the cave and the Nefesh passes on a message to the Ruach, and the Ruach onto the Neshama, and the Neshama can go before Kisei HaKovod and daven the tefillas that we need. Everybody says by the chasnas and by the simchas as the avada, the neshomas of the mishpacha come down and they're joining in the simcha. Well, how do they know about it if you didn't go and tell them? And the alter minig of Chaim Shapiro in his book about the shtetl writes the minig was if a kala yisema had to get married, she'd go over to the keva of her parents and somebody would bang on the keva and say, no, your daughter's getting married. You have to tell them. If you don't tell them, it's said by the rebbes. I think they send a shliach to go to the keva and tell them, because hamesim lo yodim wa'omer, they don't know anything. But when you do go there, then they do find out. And when they find out, they can be mispalel lemal, or then the shomer can be mispalel. I can't explain. I don't understand how it works, but it seems that the neshamas, we find it by Modcha and Esther. It's in the Megillah. It says that Modcha Yoda is Kol Asher Nas. The Medrash over there says that Modcha was davening, and Eliyahu, he says, his Eliyahu, the Baal HaChalayim, came to tell him that that this is the gezeirah has happened. So he goes and he tells them, go and go and call the Avos Olam, they should help us. So Eliyahu goes and goes on to the Kibbutz Avos and says, Moshe Rabbeinu, what's going on there? The Kalal Yisrael in a massive tzara, what can we do? So I think as I remember, Moshe Rabbeinu said, no, if there's a tzaddik down there, then he'll daven and we'll daven up here. So you find that the Mesim are davening in Shamayim, and if we tell them, and we mishtatif them in our tzar, they have pain. You could look at it like a bit like the Miftah Melio. If you get pain that you don't deserve, then Ribbono Shel'Olam will take away the pain from you and from the other, any pain that you have. So if you don't deserve it, the tzaddikim don't deserve to get this pain, this trouble that Klal Yisrael, the person's coming to them, davening to them, saying, I mean, I've got a tzara. The tzaddikim don't deserve to have this tzara, and therefore they'll be saved from it. How are we avoiding the Dorish HaLameisim? So one answer is Dorish HaLameisim is dafka when you're Dorish to the goof, not to the neshama. Right? So if you're Dorish to the neshama, you're not Dorish to the atzem goof, let's say. You're saying the neshama is here, the ruach is here, and it should tell the neshama that we need problems, then that's not so much Dorish HaLameisim. That would seem to be the answer. They say we find that the neshamas are doing things for us. So the Mesim Gamkin Yisrael says the Ma'ariel, Va'oyevim Yisrael, Mavakshim Rachamim on Yisrael. Okay, the Steichemed has a slightly different slant on that, and he says that when you go to the Steichemed says this vault that it's that they don't deserve the tzar. So I found in the Sefer HaMa'oris is one of the Rishonim that they say they most of the early Achronim didn't have. It's printed much later, and he says that this Inyan that the Tzaddikim are alive, the Tzaddikim b'misosom. When you want to, you got a tefillah, you got Rosh Hashanah davening, you got a tzora, you go to the biggest tzaddik and you ask him, can you be the shliach tzibur? How's the shliach tzibur? Shliach tzibur, he's a shliach. When he davens, he's davening for all of us. So too, when you go to the mesim and you ask them to daven, they're davening for all of us. And why can you do that? Ki ein litois bohem lekablon ve'eloika. What's the whole problem? We're getting back to the beginning. What is the problem of davening to the Mesim and davening to Malachim? Is because we're not going to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you go to these tzaddikim, you go to the Malachim, and you realize that they've not got any kerach themselves. Ki mishahem nolodim v'nifsodim l'teva hazman. Then you can go and daven them. So he says going to a tzaddik, to the kevri tzaddikim, is just as mutter as it is to go to a tzaddik who is alive and ask him to daven for you. No? So back to the same question. So what's the heter to go to a tzaddik who is alive? If we're meant to be going, loy levada roi lispal vein lispal lezulos, so why are we going to a tzaddik? Go yourself, do it yourself. But lemaisa, the Gemara tells us, somebody's got a Torah, you should go to a tzaddik and ask him to daven. So one could learn like the Meiri over there. It's kedai to know. The Meiri says that you go to a tzaddik and he'll teach you how to daven. He'll tell you how to daven. So ba'etzim, you have to daven. And it's important to remember that we've got to daven. We've got to have this connection to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what we're here to do. We build this connection to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. That we need to do, the tzaddik will tell us how to do it. But lemaisa, most Rishonim learn that you go to a tzaddik and the tzaddik davens for you and you'll get your Yeshua. So, how does that work? So, again, the Sefer Ma'oris is understanding and the Mabit says a very similar thing. That since this person is alive and could very easily have the same tzoyer that you have. Person's got a toothache, terrible toothache, so he goes to a tzaddik and he says, please, daven for me that I should get better. Got other, whatever tzoyer should I tov al tzibur. He can go to a tzaddik. That tzaddik, if he was deserving, could also get this tzoyer. he's just as much as a human being as you are. If he's just as much as a human being as you are, then there's no havamina that he has any koyach. He's got a koyach to help you. He hasn't got a koyach to help you. He might know how to daven better. He's on a higher madriga. He's got a closer connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore he's allowed in and his tefillahs will be answered. But there's no chashash that you might mistake this human being for being a superpower. There's no such thing as a superman. It's a human being is a human being. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A malach is a malach. A person, boss of a dom, Yulud Isha, has tzoros, can have tzoros, and you go to him to daven, and say, there's no chashash that we might mistake him for some other koyach. So the Mabit explains why can't we go to Malachim? Lashon of the Rambam in Peshat is actually you can't go to Malachim. Is because the Malachim, as we said, the people are human beings, they have tzoros. Malachim don't have tzoros, don't have these problems. They don't have these problems. When you go to them, you think you might have koyach. And say, a vague grobber de kamoshel. In Mitzrayim, they worship the sun. Right? So what happened every morning? Every morning they got up and they said, oh sun, help us. Warm up the day. And when you warm up the day, all the taiva that comes with the warmth of the day should help us as well and get us through the day. And make your heat so strong that it wipes out all our enemies. They thought that the sun had a daya of his own, had a koyach of his own, and had a right to decide where he sent his koyachas. Now if you look in the Rambam, in Ilchas Yisodei HaTorah, you'll find that the sun does have a koyach. The sun is a shemesh, it's a shamosh, it has some koyachas, right? The levona has koyachas, we daven the levona shouldn't cause problems, al yiskra, shade, all these things have koyachas. But we have to remember, those koyachas were put into the bria by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We walk around, our muscles have koyach, because the doctor will tell you, your nutritionist will tell you, if you eat the right things, you'll have koyach to move. If you don't eat the right things, you won't have koyach to move. What do you mean? We said, Mata Asurim this morning. We said, Hashem Pekeach Ivrim. It comes from him. It's not the carrots that give us the eyesight. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the eyesight. But Lamaisa, we are Bruim. We live in this Gashmistika world. We have to go through the motions. We have to do our ishtadlus when it comes to ishtadlus. We've got to go through the motions because that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the teva. He put us in a place where he would be hidden. And we have to find him. But when we find him, then we know that everything comes from him. All the koyachos that are put into the teva come from him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashkiach on them. Kol rega v'rega is mashkiach on them, is mashkiach on us. So we've got to come to that connection. The Lashon HaRambam in the Perush Mishnayos. Look for it. I've got it written here. Who Yisparach? Who Aroi LaAvdai LeRoimimai or LeFarasem Gedulasai? The Ikah HaChamishi is that he is the one to be Mafarasem his Gedula. Chanukah. We light the menorah. What's a heter to light the menorah? I ask this as a kasha in shir. What's a heter to light the menorah? The Rabbonim came along and told us another mitzvah. What's that? Oh, how could there be mitzvah for mitzvah? Tariag mitzvahs in the Torah. What's a heter to add another one? Mitzvah to Rabbonim added Ne'er Chanukah. What's the heter? So you have a look in the Rambam in the end of the Minyan HaMitzvahs. And the Rambam has a sefer to say for HaMitzvahs in his Akdoma to Yad HaChazaka, he writes a very short Minyan HaMitzvahs. At the end, he discusses Mitzvahs Rabbonim. So, and they get a Purim as well, because what's the heter for Megillah? Ela kach anu aimrim, shanavim im bezdin tiknu v'tzivu likris ha-megillah ba'inosa. He's talking about Megillah in his question he asked about Hanukkah as well. L'chol this Torah is going on Hanukkah as well. Kedei lahazke shavokov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The reason why we can read Megillah is because we are allowed to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No mitzvah in the Torah to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but of course we're allowed to. That's what we're here to do. U'tishuois she'osalonu, and to remind everybody that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us. V'hu koyev le'shaveinu, and he's close to us when we daven to him. Kedei levorchoi olahalaloi, in order that we should be mevorchim for the nest that happened, and to be mahalalim for what's done, what he's done. Ukedei lahoidia ledoyos haboim, in order to make known to the doyos haboim, she'emes ma'ashif tichonu batoyo, ki mi goy godoy la'shaloi eleki elohim kreivim eilov, kashem eloheinu b'chol koreinu eilov. There's nothing like, nobody like Klal Yisrael. We've got to realize who we are. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to us and answers our tefillahs. We can go direct. He wants to listen to us. He wants to create. We want to have that kesher. We want to have that kesher. He wants us to have that kesher. When he sends us tzoros, is to remind us that we're forgetting that he's, that we're forgetting that kesher. I heard a very interesting Shir Shalom Bayis show I was listening to. And I drive around, I get time to listen to Shurim. He was saying, you're walking, about to walk out the front door, and your wife says, how can you walk out the door like that? Turn around, what did I do wrong? Anything you need? No, it's okay, fine, I'm fine, don't worry. So you walk out the front door again. How can you walk out the front door like that? So he pointed out that what she's, one of the things she's looking for is to see whether you're thinking about her. There was a dustbin bag full of rubbish by the front door. You walk out the front door without taking the rubbish with you. He tined that if you, you know, she says nothing, no matter, just how can you walk out the door like that? He tined that if you go into the kitchen and do the washing up, she'll also be happy, even if you leave the rubbish behind next time. But she wants to know that you're thinking of her. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us a tzorah, sends us a reminder. He wants to know that we're thinking of him. We go through our daily lives, we can't, you know, we daven, we get through it, we do it, we davened. We've got to remember, we're trying to create a kesher with us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the tachlis of the Ikka HaChamishi, to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does want a kesher with us. And he wants it directly with us. We don't need to go through an intermediary, we can go direct. If we feel we can't go direct, then we feel we've not got that kesher, we want to build that kesher, so daven more. Daven carefully, go to a tzaddik to find out how to daven, how to rebuild that kesher. There is, someone one of these papers, a Mahari Brunner who was asked this question as well. How can we daven to Malachim? Come. How can we daven to Malachim? He says that it's a derech of, when you go derech shiflus, Mashanu oimim no kol midon lechayna. Every Rosh Hashanah we say no kol midon lechayna. You can do daven first. So machnisei rachamim, midas rachamim, malachei ashoris, einoi elo derech shiflus ve'avdus. It's a derech shiflus. You go to a king and you want to talk to him, but you can't talk to him, he's the king. So you turn around to one of his servants and says, please, you take my message to the king. You go in. It's not like you're sending an intermediary. I need to go, I can't get close to the king. You can get close to the king. When you're there in front of the king, You can't open your mouth, so you have to go, you know, ask somebody else to open, do it for you. So when we go to the Kvorim, we have to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one doing it. The Geshachaim, It's Rabbanu Rashbam in Parshas Nosai. Kais of Olchus B'nei Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Anna, Kain, Elbonov, you've got to give brachas to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael got to come to you for brachas. They want a bracha, they got to come to you for a bracha. What do they have to say? Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. Yo'eh Hashem ponov eilecha. Yisa Hashem. Why? Because each time you give a bracha, you got to remember, I'm just a conduit. It's nothing from me. An intermediary, when you ask a melitz to do a job for you, the melitz gives his own words, says his own ideas, adds in melitzas, he adds in the things that can help. And what we're doing here is we're going direct to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't need anything in between. We don't need the Egel Azov to as an intermediary between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We go direct and we remind ourselves that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yivarechecha Hashem. Hashem's giving the bracha. And say the Kohanim is just coming via the Kohanim. Lemaisa, we're touching on a big Isurim. The Yerushalmi in Brochus says, Lo yeh lecho elehim achem al ponai. On the second of Aseres Hadibros, Rambam carries on when he says, he talks about this one, this is the Shaila of Avodah Zarah, all Avodah Zarah is based on this Ikka. Lo yeh lecho elehim achem, lo yispalel lemichol v'gabriel. You shouldn't daven to Michal and Gabriel. However, as the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which says the Olam Yivakdesh Adam Yachamim Shehu Hakol Ma'amtsin Es Koychoi, says Rashi Yisayuhu Malachi Ashoris Levakish Rachamim Valyu Mastinim Lemala. Right. So he says, don't go to Malachim Gabriel Michal. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says you've got to daven that there shouldn't be ask the Malachi Ashoris to help you. There shouldn't be any Mastinim. Person's davening by himself, but Tzibbur is different. When he goes by himself, he shouldn't speak in Aramaic. Because the Malachi Asher is not interested in Aramaic. They only want to hear good Hebrew. What's pshat? The answer is, that is the teva, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's masada. When we daven, of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right here with us. The Shekhinah is right here. We have to face Yerushalayim when we daven. Our tefillah should go via the Beis HaMikdash, should go up. There's a seder of how our tefillah get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kibayochel, as if he needs... We go direct, but say there's a seder of how it works. And the seder of how it works is that there are malachim ma'ala who, when a person does an avera, creates mekatrigim. If he does a mitzvah, there's a sanega up there that helps him. Each malach, each meiser that he does during the day is either a makatrig or a sanega. That can cause differences to how his tefillahs work. Because the tefillahs have to go via these malachim. So one has to daven that he's done mitzvah. Daven that you did mitzvah. You have to daven to be able to do mitzvah. You've got to daven that the malachim, the melitzim, should be the ones with the kayach, and the averis you did shouldn't be noticed, and you do tshuva on them. We've got to say, we've got the sugya is quite a long sugya. The bottom line is, Ani ma'amin ba'emunah shaleima sh'avoy yisbach loy levadoy roy nispal vein nispal zulosoy. We go to the kivrei tzadikim, we go to tzadikim who are alive, we go to malachei rachamim, is their zechus, it's they should help our tefillahs go in. When it comes to Bochuni L'Sholom, and also Machni Serachim, Hashem Zaman's got a slightly different stance on it. And that is, that these Malachim were created, said there's a Seder Habriah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created these Malachim. And there's a Seder Habriah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created two Malachim to go home with everybody on Friday night after davening. What did he do it for? So that the Malachim should give a Bracha. Either Malach Tov should give a Bracha, it should be next week, the Malach Grah should give it, depending on how it's... You say Bochuni L'Sholom. You're saying these two malachim that came home with you do the job you were created for. When you say something to do the job you were created for, that's not davening to them. You don't think he's got any koyach. He's created for that. He's the Kodesh Baruch Hu made him like that. So too, we have to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He should answer all our tefillahs. And the Mirz Hashem, the tefillah should go l'toiv. We should see Yeshuas and Achamas in Kal Yisrael. B'mheir Yomeinu. Amen. Amen.